Special Testimonies for Ministers and Workers. Number 10. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. All who name the name of Christ should work for him with heart and mind and soul and strength. And they will work if they believe the great gospel of truth. The heartiness of their zeal for Christ's sake will testify to the measure of their faith. Self will be swallowed in Christ if they are truly united with him. I live, said the great apostle, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The light given over and over again by the Spirit of God is, do not colonize. Enter the large cities and create an interest among the high and the low. Make it your work to preach the gospel to the poor, but do not stop there. Seek to reach the higher classes also. Study your location with a view to letting your light shine forth to others. This work should have been done long since. Do not make the Sabbath question your first specialty. You must reach the people with practical subjects upon which all can agree. God's people have a work to do which is not being done. The last message of mercy must be given to a world perishing in their sins. Those who are connected with our institutions have every facility and opportunity to work for the poor sinners that are out of Christ, but they are dumb. If our churches would only practice the truth and show that they believe that Christ came to our world to save sinners, the power of God would attend their labors. But they must keep in touch with the source of all light and efficiency, and in touch with the world, not to imbibe the spirit of the world, but that they may do the work God has appointed them to do.